Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My God, let's bless us one more time. I'm so excited to be before you on Hump Day. As we know, that's Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. Some cases where some week, some people are about to on their way downhill so they can get ready for the weekend. This is an awesome opportunity to come before you because this is our night we talk about sports. It is entitled Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. It is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Why we're so excited, because God has blessed us one more time. And, you know, I like to start my shows from this point on. I will, because we're going into a new year. We're being blessed to see 2023 come up here in a month and probably a few days. So God has truly, truly answered a lot of our prayers. And we're going to take this one from John 3 and 5. It said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So I want you to think about that. So we're going to talk about sports, but I always like to try to start that off and think, have you thinking about, are you born of water? You got to be baptized, and that's what it's all about. So we're glad to be here. We want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actually your location. Then you'll be able to join, and you can be live and talk about some sports. Talk about sports in your neighborhood. Talk about your favorite team. We're going to try to share some information not only with the historical black colleges and universities. We're going to talk in what we call our Coach's Corner, which is our Power Five, the college football playoff. We're going to also talk about some high school sports. So we're really excited about doing that. We can check. You can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show if you want to. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com. I'm so glad to have an opportunity. But we always like to throw in, we'll say 22. And make sure we have that 22 in there because it's important. You can also check us out through Twitter. You can tweet the show at The Smith Way Production, along with an opportunity with WBSW_internet_talk_radio at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7. At Coach with a K, L_Smith, and at Darryl, and we'll switch about Elliot Darryl with the number 1, and at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. So those are many ways on Twitter you could be a part of this. On Instagram, I'm really excited because I see Sarah, I see brothers join us. We're partners with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They are sponsors. They play a major role. And just last week, we gave away a trip to Las Vegas. And the young lady that won the trip is she was sorry. That's Audrey Simpson. I give her a shout out. So when I told her, you know, she was really excited. And I told her, if you get a chance to call in, let everybody know where you won. And that's all about WBSW Radio, the internet station. So those drugs are Phi Beta Sigma partnering with us. So we make sure we broadcast through that Instagram page. So we're really excited about that. So those brothers are Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. So we give a shout out to those brothers. Keep doing what you do. Keep on grinding. They also wanted me to give a real shout out to their efforts. It's really just not a fraternity, but it's a Z Squad Foundation. They're having an awesome holiday celebration on December the 10th. And it's the theme is Magic Under the Moonlight. And the cost for admission in advance is $25 if you just want general admission. If you want to be VIP, it's $40 for tier one, $35 for tier two. And what comes along with it, that each table will have two bottles of champagne. They're going to enjoy that champagne. And here's why be a fair and elf. Let me put an elf on that food as well, because some people will be bringing some food with them. So it's all good. You can check this out on the 10th of December from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the Butler County. This is in Greenville, Alabama, Fairground. So if you want to be a part of this, go to, and you can type Holiday Celebration, Magic Under the Moonlight, and you can purchase your tickets online so you can be a part of it and just give back up. All part of the proceeds will go towards scholarships for young men in South Central Alabama. They're giving back. Those girls are Phi Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Also, a shout out for their blanket drive. They have a throw blanket drive. And on December 1st, tomorrow, they'll be packing those blankets and delivering them to the nursing home. Giving back. These brothers of Phi Beta Sigma is giving back. Especially the brother of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Yeah, I have to stay with them a long time because they're co-sponsors for everything we do. And we're so glad to be a part of it. Also, if you want to more or less check us out, again on Instagram, you can check us out on We'll Be In Broadcast, Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And then, again, if you want to call in and be a part of the show so you can just verbally share your thoughts on our title tonight, On the Road to a Championship, you can call again, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone, actually your location. Then you begin to chat with Dr. Lewis and Eastman. I have some volunteers that co-host that calls in from time to time, experts. And I know it's a challenging time because a lot of these individuals are coaching basketball at whatever level it may be. But we want to give a shout out and shout the names out. We have Hale from North Alabama. The young man is called the King because he won a number of like 12 middle school championships in basketball, girls and boys, along with football. None other than Coach Tremaine, the King Ellis. We have two young ladies that be a part of our show. One of the young ladies, I know they're preparing to have a game on tomorrow, December the 1st. She's right about the millennium. She's a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Give a shout out. None other than Coach with a K, Lauren D. Smith, over there at Bellingraph Middle School. We're so glad, and she's the varsity boys basketball coach, which is the eighth grade coach. We'll give a shout out to her. Also, we have a young lady that's the owner of a semi-professional basketball team that comes on our show from time to time. That's Coach Sarita Duncan, and she's the River Region Generals. So she's always, if she's not able to be on the show, she's making sure she's listening. Then we also have, and we're excited to have these young men as a part of it. We have a young man who's a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. He's a VP, and he hails from South Central Alabama. Member of a mini organization, but proudly of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. None other than Coach Tony Hallward. Also, we have another member who joined us from time to time. He officiates as well as coaches. Hails from, again, South Central Alabama, none other than Coach Marvin Lala Smith, a member of the Phi Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we have a young man who we call our radio personality. He could be heard on the Big KB out of Montgomery, out of Central Alabama, out of South Alabama, known as the conductor of the E-Train. Don King of all things, none other than Daryl E-Train Elliott, and he will be the DJ. As you check him out, just go to BKD. He's from 2 to 6, and you can hear where he's coming from. Again, remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Victor Phi Sigma Chapter. So we're so glad to have those individuals as a part. So we truly, truly want to recognize them because they make an effort to be a part when they can. We'll be remotely. They're all in, and they'll be just like you. You'll have to share your thoughts. Also, we want to let you know about our giveaways. Last week, we gave away that three-night, four-day trip to Las Vegas. We're paying for the hotel fare. That individual was Audrey Stinson, Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She's won a trip because we wrapped it all her name up, and she received the voucher to get it done. So she said she was going to take, she had 18 months to get that trip and take that trip. She activated immediately, and she'll get a chance to go to Las Vegas, and we'll pay for your hotel. You'll take care of your travels, getting there, and all the other amenities you have. We'll be coming up on December the 10th. We'll be raffling off a trip to Atlanta. It's going to be, again, a four-day, three-night trip to Atlanta, hot Atlanta, at one of the luxury hotels on December the 10th. That'll be the night of the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity holiday celebration. And then for Christmas, we want to really give back. And on Christmas, we want to give back to you by giving a five-night, six-day trip to Cancun, Mexico. We're going to take care of the hotel. You just make sure you can put it together and be there. But get your name to me. And this is how you can register for this giveaway. Send your name or type the name on here and say, I want to be a part. If you on here have your name, I'm going to give a shout-out to each and every one. Let me know, sir. Put my name in for the raffle in the comments part, and I'll make sure I put your name in there. Or you can send me a means of transaction, Cash App or PayPal, if you have one of those. Venmo, Avail. And the reason why is because we do give back. From time to time, we're sending a love offering to you. But we have to have your name. We have to have your Cash App or whatever transaction means you have. So we can give back to you. Might be for a tank of gas because we give away vouchers for gas, vouchers for food. We're giving away a lot of things. So what we want you to do to play a major part by sending your name along with one of those means of transaction so we can give back to you on behalf of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, along with TriStat LLC, a consulting firm out of Selma, Alabama, and that's Mr. William Scott. And then you want to give a shout out to WBSW Radio team members. They play hard with it, so thank you so much. Let's get our show started. And tonight, on the road to a championship, we got our CLP that came out last night, which is a college football playoff bracket. The top six individuals or teams that have a chance to make it to the playoff. On Sunday, after this weekend of championship game, we're going to just talk about it a little bit. You're going to have the final selection of the final four. So we're going to move forward and we move into the road to championship. A lot of high schools, and I know particularly in the state of Alabama, they are now playing. They started today in Auburn University over there at the stadium over there. And they are playing each one of the classes all the way up to 7A along with the girls flag football state champion. That has already occurred. So I want to give a shout out to the young ladies of Auburn High School who won the flag football state championship in 2022. So we give them a shout out. And tonight as we speak, the varsity or the football team is playing tonight, playing Thompson for the 7A state championship. And these games will be going on tomorrow, which is three tomorrow. And then we'll have three come up here on Friday. And, you know, you have a wrap there because there's only seven classes of it. So we'll give a shout out to those young ladies in Auburn, as well as those young men from Thompson and Auburn High School for football to decide the 7A football championship. That's on a roll to the championship. We also want to move forward to our topics. That's our historical black college and university spotlight. We're going to start off with the first topic that we thought was really important that we talked about. That's in regards to Coach Deion Sanders over there at Jackson State University. He has received it's no longer a rumor, an offer to go to the University of Colorado. And there's some discussion, you know, will he perform at the same level at the Power Five? And people say, what you mean? He's at the FCS level with Jackson State University, which is Division I AA. Will he be able to perform at that level? Yes, he's a very charismatic coach. He's excited. He brings people too, but this is a little different advantage and a caveat to this thing when you're at FCS. You'll bring a lot of players who may have not been playing at the Power Five level can come down and play at the FCS level. And their level of skill and training may be a little better than the normal FCS players. So he has a lot of those players. And he had number one player last year to come out of high school to sign and playing with Jackson State this year. And many other players that's coming along and going. So will the impact be the same? Will you be able to compete? You in Colorado where you don't have a strong base of players, that means you have to go into Oregon, you have to go to California, you have to go up in the state of Washington. Are you going to be able to have that say, he will get his share, but is it time? Do you think about it? Everybody says, yes, he can make a whole lot of money. I think he make a whole lot of money now because you check him out on Outflat. He's on a commercial. He's making money. He's on Subway. He still comes in from time to time to the NFL Live. So he's making money. That is not the biggest thing. It's a joy. So our thing is he's been such a important force to the historical colleges and universities. Some people don't want to give him credit. The eyes are now on the historical black colleges and universities. And we have to give credit to Prime Time because he brought that attitude not only to Jackson State, but to the historical black college and university. When he had that same impact, he would have a sense of that impact. But I truly don't think he'll have the impact that he's having at Jackson State University. So we look forward to see what's going to happen in the coming weeks. Because normally schools are now beginning to hire and fire their coaches. The Power Five level, whether the FCS level, football championship subdivision level, or Division Two or Division Three, whatever it may be, they're getting ready to make changes. So we want to see exactly his decision, and then we can further talk more about the impact. And I believe he will have an impact because he'll be able to get players to come, but we have enough players because if it was different in Colorado than in Florida. So Florida got a large base of players being from that state and also had his high school down in that state, and he also coached down there with it through his high school and had out in Texas as well. So he'll be able to get players because they know Prime Time, and they want to play for Prime Time. But will he be able to get it at Colorado, which is on another part in the west part, close to the western part of this country? The football is not at the level like it is in the sites. So that's something to think about. So we wanted to bring that out and discuss that with you and share our thoughts on it. And hopefully you have some thoughts on it as well. If you do, type it in or call in. We really need you to be able to call in. And look like my stream want to act up a little bit, but we'll go back to where we need to be right quick. So it's real important that we truly look at it and see exactly what you know truly is happening here, because it's important that we know that sports is brings people together. When you say on the road to the championship, you can't be. So we need you to call in and share your thoughts with us. is interactive. The call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number as your location. Then you'll have a chance to chat with Dr. Louisa B. Smith as we talk about on the road to a championship. Let me give a shout-out to some individuals that join us. I'm going to wave at them and let them know that I appreciate them. We have Brother Christopher Aaron Bennett, who said, Reverend, member of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Miss Bush EBS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Blue Sigma 19, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Paula Graham Griffin, a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Want to make sure we give a shout out because she's truly, truly listening. She asked, what's the number again? The number is 347-857-4192. Give us a call, and I'll once you press 1, I know you want to talk, but you can call and just listen to the show. Shout out to Karen Copeland that's joining us. Thank you, Karen, so much. Then we have Felicia Chen. Thank you for joining us. Then we have Nina, is it Nika Kowiski, 777. That's 37. Thank you. We're going to wave at you. We can't push the button. We also, because there's a distance from us, Jamise Wilson, that's joining us as well. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of it. Let's look at our next topic. It's in regards to giving some information about some things that was happening for the last 2 or 3 weeks in the historical black colleges and universities. We'll start off talking about the power rankings in week 13, but it's week 14 coming up. We have at number one of the historical black colleges and universities, Jackson State University with 11-0 record. At number two, North Carolina Central. Those Eagles up there in North Carolina, we give a shout out to them, and they now too. And they will be one of the representatives from the, will be the representative from MEAC that will be competing against the SWAC champion in the Celebration Bowl, Atlanta. They are already have booked their ticket, so they are on their way. That's North Carolina Central University, 92. They're ranked number two. Ranked number three is Florida A&M University with a 9-2 mark. Their loss to North Carolina and to Jackson State. Being that they're on the same side of the division of the SWAC, which is the Eastern Division, that means that Jackson State, since they didn't lose the game, be so far representing and could be representing the SWAC in the Celebration Bowl, but they have to play Southern, which is coming up this weekend, and Jackson Memorial Stadium in Jackson, Mississippi. At number four, you have Southern University with a 7-4 mark, representing and the winner of the Western Division of the SWAC will be playing the Eastern Division champ, which is Jackson State, this Saturday in Jackson, Mississippi. You have truly an awesome group of young players up here on the East Coast, Benedict College. You have a 10-1 mark. They are ranked fifth in the power ranking of the historical black colleges and universities. And they also, the 2022 Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference champions. So we truly give a shout out to Benedict College for winning the Division II Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference in 2022 football. So we give a shout out to them. We also want to look at the FCS Playoff Selection Committee. See that the committee select teams from these the SWAC, the historical MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. This year, both conferences were snubbed this year. They didn't have an opportunity because they chose not to take them because Jackson State turned them down. They said, well, we won't take anybody from the historical black colleges and universities. Because Jackson, you know, Jackson State is 11-0, and they feel like that was a little stronger than 9-2 last year, except the Florida A&M at 9-2. And the year before, I think it was may have been North Carolina A&T. But unfortunately, neither one of the conferences have anybody in the FCS playoff. So the selection committee chose not to do that, chose not to accept either one of the conferences. First place, because that would have been North Carolina Central, or the second place person in the SWAC, which would have been Florida A&M, with their only one loss in the SWAC. So that's something to think about. You know, and when you see schools like Southern and Grambling who aren't able to be selected for that because they play on the third weekend, and we're going to talk a little bit about that game. So they're not being able to be selected, but you have teams like Florida A&M, records identical as it was last year. And the year before, they was, if I'm not mistaken, they was 11-0. And however, they had a little thing they had on them, and it was not eligible to go to a bowl. That's the year before. However, they're playing at a high level. So we give them a shout-out. They're doing well. They should have been selected, but the FCS chose to go, which is a football championship subdivision, chose to select some teams that had three losses and four losses. Unfortunately, we can't control that. All we can do is continue to grind and keep doing what we're doing. The next thing we want to focus on, and that's the game results from week 11 and week 12. We had an awesome battle here in Montgomery between Alabama State University and FAMU University. The results of that score was FAMU 21, Alabama State 14. Now, just because you see that goal, just to give you a little tidbit about it, the score, the game was all the way down to the last 50 seconds. Matter of fact, Alabama State was attempting to kick a field goal to win the game. And the field goal was blocked and was taken back for a touchdown. So Florida ended up winning the game in the last 50 seconds to beat Alabama State University 21-14. We'll give a shout out to Coach Simmons down at Florida A&M, Coach Eddie Robinson at Alabama State University. Keep the grind on, brothers. Keep doing what you're doing because you will be successful. You can break through if you keep moving forward. So it was a shout for Alabama State University. You see, I got my hat representing Alabama State University. We also had a game that was so important to a week league, 11 and 12, was concerning Jackson State and Alabama A&M. Jackson State ended up winning that game 27-14. So shout again to Alabama State University. I'm sorry, Jackson State University. And a shout out to Alabama A&M. You know, they pushed forth and they had it was 3-1 in the conference, and they lost to Alabama State in Match City Classic. Then they lost to Jackson State University, and they were then fortunate enough to win this past weekend before, which was the 12th week. You also want to give a shout out to the game between Howard University and the MEAC and South Carolina State. Howard won 28. South Carolina State 14. Then we had number 3, North Carolina Central, 48, Norfolk State 14. We had Morgan State University 37, and this was in week 12, South Carolina State 14. And those were the teams that was able to move forth and be successful. And you had Delaware State also competing in week 12 against Morgan State as well. So we give a shout out for each and every one of those teams. Then we had in week 12, Jackson State 24, Alcorn 13. It's pretty much sealed up the faith of anybody else in the Eastern Division of the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. Jackson State in the undefeated 11-0. We had Florida A&M on that 12-week play, Bethune-Cookman in the Florida Classic. A lot of people were there. It was pageantry. It was exciting. If I'm not mistaken, in Orlando. A lot of people were there, and it was a hard-fought game, competitive bands playing at the high level. Florida A&M won the game 41-20 in the Florida Classic. And then also in that 12-week, Alabama A&M had a chance to play that last weekend, which was not this past weekend, but the weekend before, and they was able to beat Texas Southern University 24-21. So we'll give a shout-out to each and every one of those teams that played in week 11, 12. But we want to give a shout-out to the team that in week 13, which the schedule was very light. We had the Turkey Day Classic in Montgomery, Alabama, over there at Alabama State University. University Stadium over there, along with the Bayou Classic down in famous place, New Orleans. You had Alabama State playing Arkansas Pine Bluff in their Turkey Day Classic. That game went down to the wire, too, as well. Arkansas, matter of fact, Alabama State was leading 14-13 late in the game. Arkansas Pine Bluff ended up causing a fumble and went in and scored and won the Turkey Day Classic 19-14. So congratulations on that Turkey Day Classic. The winner for 2022 is Arkansas Pine Bluff. And in the Bayou Classic, that was aired on rival weekend. Yes, Southern University taking on Grambling State University. The final score was Southern 34 and Grambling State 17, which allowed Southern to wrap up their Western Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference so they can play Jackson State for the championship. So on the road to the championship, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in or typing in your comments. If you're on Instagram or even Facebook, the call-in number is 347-857-492. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as we talk about on the road to a championship. If you have some thoughts on Instagram, hit the comment button, type in your thoughts. We'd like for you to do. We had a couple people start it off. So we want you to finish up. We even asked what the number was, and that was Sarai Griffin. We sent it out again, 347-857-4192. Make sure you press 1 so we can make it live so you can talk. We have several things we want to talk about. We're basically going to talk about the SWAC tonight. We're going to touch on the Power 5 and the Coach's Corner with our next block. But we're just talking about those games. Then we have the SWAC championship game in Jackson, Mississippi between number one Jackson State University and number four Southern University. Look to be a lot of pageantry down in Jackson, Mississippi in Jackson Memorial Coliseum. It will be a televised game. ESPN has found a way to put it on ESPN News or whatever, but it's going to be broadcast. So check it out. That SWAC championship game in Jackson, Mississippi between Jackson State number one and number four Southern. Get in front of your teeth this weekend, because this championship weekend, everybody who's identified an opportunity to win their championship in their division or their conference will be playing this weekend. We also want to touch bases on the top five historical black colleges and university power coaches. We know number one is the number one team, Jackson State head coach, Coach Deion Sanders. He's a candidate for the 2022 FCS Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year. Eddie Robinson was at Grambling State University, well-known, a lot of championship, actually broke Bear Bryant's record. to be the winningest coach, but since then there's been a challenge on that record because there are other coaches coming along. Number two power coach is Trey Oliver of North Carolina Central. He's his team is the 2002 MEAC champion, and he also was a coach of the year, and he's a candidate for 2022 Eddie Robinson coach of the year. You also have Eric Dooley of Southern University, the SWAC West champion, being recognized as one of the top coaches in the history of black colleges and universities. We have Willie Simmons at Florida A&M University. We have Chase Berry at Benedict, 2022 Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference football champion and coach of the year. Shout out to each and every one of those coaches and their team, to the university, the community that supports them. We're just excited to know that these coaches putting the work in with their team to be successful. Last thing we want to talk about in historical black college and university, we want to touch bases on the Celebration Bowl that's coming up this weekend during championship weekend. What we have right now, we know from the MEAC, we have North Carolina Central University. I'm sorry, it's going to be on the 17th. I said this weekend, on the 17th. Then you have playing in Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson State University, number one, against number 40, that's tied the representative from the SWAC, because it's more or less the SWAC challenge. They have it at the beginning of the year, then they have the Celebration Bowl for the championship. So that's December the 14th, December the 17th. Check them out, and it should be broadcast. It will be at all the ESPN opportunities. You can check them out. We want you to truly, truly give us a call. We want you to be interactive. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of sale. Actually, location there. You can chat with Dr. Lindsey Smith about on the road to the championship to talk about one of the schools that you may attend it, because we're about to get to our second block, which is in regards to our Coach's Corner. That's our Power 5 team that we want to talk about. But you can be a part of it and talk about the historical black colleges and universities. And just give those areas a shout-out. Let us know what neck of woods you're from. Give us a shout-out. Let us know I'm from South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma, but I went to one of those schools. We want to hear from you and you have that opportunity. Or type it in. Give us a comment. Type in your comments on the board, which is whether it's Instagram or Facebook. We really appreciate it. All right, let's move quickly to our block on the Coach's Corner, which is our Power 5. We're going to talk about the Iron Bowl. If you had an opportunity to see the Iron Bowl between number 6, Alabama, and Auburn University, the final score in the game was 49-27. That's 3 in a row for the University of Alabama over Auburn. And they are number 6 on in playoff contention as well. So that's University of Alabama. So we look forward. It was an exciting game. You know, it was a lot of grab and go. It was get at it, get at it. So, you know, we were excited. We give a shout-out to Sara right here. And Sara Davis here. And I see her name up there. And Yakuba. That might not be it, but it's Sara Davis. Kind of lounge, kind of, I remember Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Sara, for taking time to check us out. There's a big discussion in the world of sports about who should be in if one of the top four teams loses between Ohio State and Alabama, and who should be number 5. But it came out last night, Ohio State, with one loss, even though it wasn't the greatest loss in the world, they are ranked number 5, and Alabama is ranked number 6. So the discussion is over with. There's no other discussion on that. During rival week, we want to give a shout-out to those many schools that competed in the state of Georgia. Had number 1 Georgia taking on Georgia Tech. Started off a game seemed like Georgia Tech scored for us. Not like they're going to get things going. However, fortunate enough, Georgia woke up, and the game was played at 11 o'clock, which is 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Final score was 37 for the University of Georgia, the defending national champion, number one, against Georgia Tech, who had 14. Well, they got a game up in Ohio country, up in the Buckeyes country, between Ohio State, who was ranked number two, and Michigan, who was ranked number three. Last year, Michigan snuck by and beat them last year. So they had an opportunity to come back and get something that hadn't been done in a long time. And we'll give a wave and a shout out to a couple people who joined us. So thank you so much. And I see people, and I'm going to give you a shout out. But you had an awesome game up there in Columbus, Ohio, between Ohio State and Michigan. It was close early, but there were some big plays by Michigan that really blew the game wide open. The final score was Michigan number 3, 45, and Ohio State, who was number 2, was 23. So that was a big one. That's two in a row for Michigan. That hadn't happened since about 20-plus years ago, since that last happened. But just remember, Ohio State did 9 in a row before Michigan finally won one last year, and this year, back-to-back. We had number 4 TCU taking on Iowa State, and the final score was 62-14. Then we had over in Mississippi, you had Mississippi State on that Thursday night taking on Ole Miss. Mississippi State beat Ole Miss 24-22. In the state of Florida, we had an awesome game between Florida State and University of Florida. Florida State ranked number 16. The final score on that 45 for Florida State University, 38 for Florida. So that was one score game. So we said congratulations to Florida State. I think their record by either 9-3 or either 8-4, which was a great big jump from what it was last year. So congratulations to Florida State, and congratulations to all of these schools in the state rival. We also had in the state of Texas, you had LSU versus Texas. LSU was ranked number 5, had 2 losses, but they had the Western Division champion who gets a chance to go to Atlanta this weekend to play Georgia. And they end up losing to Texas A&M 38-23. So they lost that ranking, but they still getting a chance to go and win a championship. They can still win the SEC championship by beating Georgia. We also had Clemson in South Carolina. So the state of South Carolina, you had Clemson taking on South Carolina. Clemson was ranked number 8. However, South Carolina was able with Spencer Rattler to come up with that shocking defeat, 31-30. That whole vaulted Clemson out of the rankings, out of the top 10, but they managed to grind their way back because we're going to talk about them being back in the top 10. You also had Tennessee, who ranked number 10, taking on Vanderbilt. That's the state of Tennessee, 56-0. That's without their quarterback who tore his ACL last week. And that took a lot out, but they had a backup to come up and do an awesome job. Then you had the game between USC and Notre Dame out at California, USC. USC won the game, who was ranked number 6, beat Notre Dame 38-27. Let me give a shout out to some of these individuals that are making sure I knew wave at them first. We have a Heather underscore M4, the number 4Y, M4Y. So we'll go with that. We also have Sarah Griffin talking about, give a shout-out to them. I'm assuming that's Grambling State University. All right, then, Grambling Tigers, we'll give a shout. We have Sarah Duncan joining us, L. Duncan, 1920. Thank you for joining us, Sarah, along with Ms. Bush, EDS. She said, go dog. So that's a lot of the University of Georgia. And then we have S&S_Obies. Give a wave. Thank you so much for joining us. Got to give that wave to you. Give a wave to you. Thank you so much. We also have author Nicole S. Brown, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, that's been on our show being interviewed twice, talking about her many books. She have 13, maybe 14 now she has published. And we have, you know, we have copies we've given out. And if you get an opportunity, you know, get with us. We have some we still want to give out. One of them, Who Do You Love? Clean Cut, Nicole S. Brown. We'll give a shout out to Nicole. She's doing an awesome job with her book. And she also have two more that I have. Now I want to make, that's the first one I want to put, and that's him giving his pub. It's all about that. There's other one, the diminishing of slime, you know, people, you know, slimy people. Then Wet Dreams, Nicole S. Brown. Remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority out of the great of Louisiana. Thank you so much, Sarwa, for sharing those with us, and we'd like to share it with everybody else. And you, if you want a copy of that, just let me know, and I'll make sure I can get you a copy and send it to you. Let's close this out, because we got a couple things we want to make sure we talk about. We want to talk about the top 25 college football polls, which are Power Five, as well as include a lot of time the Group of Five. But these are the top 10, but this truly will be a real picture about what the playoffs look like as well. You have Georgia at number one, the number one seed for so far in this last week for college football playoff ranking, which is week four. Number one is Georgia. Number two is Michigan, who upset Ohio State. I know they were 2-3, but no one ever thought Ohio State was playing at a high level. Number three is Texas Christian University. Make sure I get that out. Along with number four, USC. Before I move forward, I'm going to shout out to Jacqueline Davidson down out of McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you so much for support. Then we have Ohio State at number five. We have Alabama, University of Alabama at number six. You have Tennessee at number seven. You have Penn State at number eight. You have Washington, University of Washington, number nine. And at number 10, you have Clemson. So the most important numbers at this point are 1 through 6 right now. And as of Sunday, the selection show, it'll be the top four out of that top six. So we look forward. Right now, we have Georgia, who's the top seed. If the playoff play today, they will play USC. That's 1-4. And then the second top, second seed is Michigan. They will be taking on TCU. If it stands like it is, we have to see. We'll know and be able to give you a follow-up next week on our Balling with the Doc on Friday of next week. The last thing I want to share with you, one of the last things is in regards to Auburn University selecting and finally hiring a coach. Give a shout out for Liberty, past Liberty coach, Liberty University coach, Hugh Freeze. At one time, he was at Ole Miss when they had the Sharks, and that's what they call him, so the Shark on defense. And now he's the head coach at Auburn University. And he did make a point to hire Cadillac Williams, who was the interim head coach. So that's a good opportunity for Cadillac, along with Hugh Freeze. We got to compete with the University of Alabama and all other schools all over the country for players. So we'll see how that turned out. Congratulations, Coach Hugh Freeze, for being hired as the coach of Auburn University. A high school spotlight right now in the playoff, as I mentioned earlier, the only state that are playing in the southeastern part of the country at playing championship game this weekend is the state of Alabama. Next weekend, in each other state and up to the following weekend, you will be seeing each one of those states play: Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. Those schools will be playing because they're 1 week behind. As I said earlier, we had the girls This is the second year for the high school girls flag football state championship. And this year you have Auburn had Auburn versus Oxford High School. Auburn beat Oxford High School to win the state championship for girls flag football. We also have the matchup tonight that's going on right as we speak. We have in the 7A, we have Thompson, who was 12-2, going against Auburn High School at 12-1. This is football. And on Thursday, we have at 11 a.m. in the Class 3A, you have St. James, 12-2 versus Piedmont, who's 11-2. On the 1A level, you have Leroy, who's 12-1, taking on Pickett County. That's 11-3. They're right there by each other. They're not far. And that's going on at 3 p.m. Then you have 5A, Charles Henderson, 12-1, out of Troy, Alabama, versus Ramsey out of Birmingham, Alabama, 12-2 at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Then on Friday, you have three games as well. You have the 4A championship at 11 a.m. You have Cherokee County, 12-2 versus Andalusia, 13-1. 3 p.m., you have, in the 2A, you have Fife, 14-0 versus B.B. Comer, 12-2. In the 6A game, which is 7 p.m., you have Brook High School, 12-2, versus Fairland High School, which is 13-1. Man, I tell you, it's been awesome sharing this information, and truly, God has blessed us to be able to come this way. I want to give a shout-out to everybody who had to take time to be a part of this. I still need to get your cash out or your means of transaction so I can just bless you like you're blessing this radio station. We also put you in the raffle. Make sure your name and your or your cash app or whatever you send to me, go in there and we'll make sure we give a shout. Again, our winner of our three-night trip to Vegas, Las Vegas. And that's Miss Audrey Stinson. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of the Greenville area, Georgiana area, but she also works closely by Lowndes County. Give a shout out to her. Thank you so much, Audrey, for being a part of you. That could be you as well. So please get in through the registration process. We need to get your name. You can type it in up here. It's fine. If you say you want me to use a name that's up on the screen now, I need you to thumbs up so I'll know and I can write it down. Then you can get your means of transaction, which is Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, along with Zelle, and we'll make sure we can bless you with something because we feel that 23 is going to be awesome. God's going to bless us even more. This is our fifth year being able to broadcast. We went from one show in 2017. To having 9 shows in 2022. We're glad. We're blessed. We thank the Lord. We've had many guests. We've given away many prizes. Up to now, 10 trips we've given away from the state of Georgia all the way to the state of Tennessee and now the state of Nevada, which is Las Vegas. So check it out. Get your name in. Problem. We want you to be a part of it. Again, for you to be a part of it, I need your name and a means of transaction sent to Lorenza D. Smith 15@gmail.com. Again, Lorenza, Lorenza D as in David, Smith 15@gmail.com. Send it. I need to get it as soon as possible to get ready for the next raffle because we have one on the 10th of December. That's a trip to Honolulu. Then we have the big one for Christmas, our Christmas gift to you. But you need to put your name in the raffle that we have a 5-night, 6-day trip to Cancun, Mexico, sponsored by TriStat LLC with Mr. Woodstock. L&A Lawn Service, Mr. Tony Stallworth. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, and WBSW radio team members. We're number one. We're giving back. You're giving here. We look forward to having your name and having your means of transaction. And I tell you, it's been awesome that they would come before you and share with you. One correction, I want to go back to the high school. The 6A, that was not Brook, Mountain Brook. We'll give a shout out to. We want to get it correct. That's Mountain Brook High School out of Jefferson County. And we want to give a shout to them. They'll be playing, in the 6A championship Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. over in Auburn, Alabama, in the stadium over there at Auburn University. On tomorrow, we have our awesome show that we got planned for you on tomorrow. And that show is going to be dealing with our neighborhood, Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. Well, we talk about issues in your neighborhood, block by block. And that show is so exciting, we're just ready to just get with it. And the title of that show tomorrow is, I want you to really focus on this, and I know you might not be able to be here, but try to be here. It said, when do a man slash woman become undateable? When do a man slash woman become undateable? That's the question. That's 1 o'clock p.m. on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Check out Dr. Lowe has talked about when a man or a woman become undateable. We'll see tomorrow at 1 o'clock. As we leave, I always tell you, I love you, truly love you. It comes from my heart. It comes from my heart. Comes from my heart. Because the hashtag that we live by, responsible, you be responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. The four is F-O-U-R, which is number four, and that's L-O-V-E. Communicate with love. People will understand you when they come from your heart. Don't be afraid. People, if you're undateable, accept that you're undateable and do something to correct it so you become a person that's dateable. Make sure you do. But we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Hashtag make it do what it do. It's a mindset. That's a hashtag. We got this. And last but not least, every time we close our show out, we always try to make sure we share something with you that touches your heart and our heart as well. And it's all about being able to love each other. And love from your inner self, not your outer self. Because truly, this is what it's all about. And I'm waiting to hit my music. What? It don't want to play. But that's all right. We all right. Like, it don't want to play. But we'll make it do what it is. It was awesome being here tonight. We will talk with you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock because it's truly, truly a blessing. Just remember, no matter what you're going through, there's someone that loves you and you don't know they even love you. Because coming from me, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Have a good time. Have a good night.